NIL has caused college football teams to tweak numerous things about how they operate their college football programs, and Ryan Day views this time to make a slight change to how Ohio State recruits big-time football players.
You are Locked On Buckeyes, your daily podcast on the Ohio State Buckeyes. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What's up, Buckeyes fans? Welcome back to another episode of Locked On Buckeyes, part of Locked On Podcast Network. I'm your host, Jay Stevens, also the host of the Jay Stevens Podcast. It is Friday, February 3rd in the year 2023, and this episode is brought to us by our friends at FanDuel Sportsbook, the official sportsbook of Locked On. Make every moment more. Visit FanDuel.com/LockedOn today to get started. During this episode, we will be joined by Ross Jackson of Locked On NFL and Locked On Saints. He is down at the Senior Bowl, and he gives us a Senior Bowl report on DeJuan Jones and Ronnie Hickman. But before we get to any of that, Ohio State is a school that's in a very unique position, as they are one of the top-tier programs and brands in the sport. Sometimes, just them walking into a school, seeing the symbol Ohio State, it recruits itself. And then there were times that players see Ohio State and want to know how big the check will be that that player will get either when they arrive at school or over a series of years will be before they get to Ohio State. Yeah, they want to know monetarily, how can you benefit me? And on the football field, how can you benefit me? And that puts Ryan Day in a very interesting position, a position that has caused him to think about and consider tweaking how Ohio State recruits big-time football players. Not just thinking about it, but moving forward, the philosophy seems like it is going to change. Ohio State is going to still put an emphasis on the state of Ohio and the Midwest. You cannot go away from that. Ohio State wants to dominate the state and dominate the region. Now, when it comes to recruiting big-time athletes, big-time recruits, Ohio State is saying if that player is focused on NIL and that comes out early in their recruitment, Ohio State might pull out of that recruitment early and focus, put the focus and attention elsewhere instead of just focusing on that player and hoping their mindset changes. That is very interesting because we have seen of late, and all of this is because of NIL, but Ohio State has lost out on numerous big-time athletes. Let's take the defensive end position specifically. Mateo Uiagalelei, Keon Keeley, Damon Wilson. Talked about it a lot with John Garcia Jr. of Sports Illustrated and Locked On's Football Recruiting Insider. We talked about it all a lot about them, how talented they are, what they bring to the table, getting recruiting updates. Oh, Mateo's down to Ohio State, Oregon, USC. Keon Keeley's down to this school, and David Wilson's down to Ohio State in Georgia. All of a sudden, none of them commit to Ohio State, and I'm not even sure if NIL was a big factor in them. One goes to Georgia, one goes to Bama. I believe the other goes to Oregon. It just makes sense for them and the way that they view the recruiting and where they want to play football for them to go there. But if you're making this statement now and you're early and you're early in the recruiting process, think about what that means for guys you're going after now. It helps you weed out the apples that don't line up with what you want in a recruit that you want to go after. If they're all about the money, Ohio State's like, hey, we're going to pull out from that and go after somebody else. It allows you to put your resources out there with people and players that line up with what you want in a recruit. And ultimately, Ohio State believes that it's going to allow them to retain more players than maybe some other schools who players that come in 1 year as a freshman all of a sudden realize the money's there, but the playing time's not there. Or a player like Jaden Rashada committed, money wasn't there, some issues with NIL, got out of his national letter of intent, and then commits to Arizona State. So you could have that situation. And I wonder if that Jaden Rashada thing was what put this thought into action quicker than maybe the Buckeyes expected. Mark Fantoni, the general manager, and also a big piece of the pie. Forget his actual title, but he is a big piece of the pie in the recruiting of athletes for Ohio State. Watches a lot of film already in focus in the cycles of 2024, 2025, and 2026 recruiting cycles going after those athletes. And so for him to have this philosophy and have it line up with what Ryan Day wants with the program, it's great for them. But ultimately, you want a big-time five-star quarterback at Ohio State? That might not happen if that player wants the NIL. And honestly, that kind of lines up already with what they've already been practicing. It just wasn't stated that they were going to pull out of recruiting national guys if NIL is a focus in that player's recruitment early. But hey, do what you got to do. Run your program the way you want to run said program. And ultimately, if this is the move, great. Keep it. But if you deviate from it, if you decide at some point, and if Ryan Day and the other coaches decide, we really want this player, so let's go against our philosophy. Think about that. There could have been a guy who, in the state of Ohio, wants all the money, but you guys say, nah, we're not going to go after him because he wants the money. We're going to go after all these other players. But if you don't do it for one player and you do it for somebody else, that could be a big way to ruffle feathers. It's also a slippery slope because Ohio State only had one five-star recruit in this recruiting class. And a lot of you out there follow the recruiting, follow the stars. And there may be a lot of disgruntled people out there saying, why is a talent not the way that it should be? Ohio State did also have the only five-star recruit in the entire Big Ten Conference. So the talent gap is still Ohio State. And then drop off to Michigan and Penn State. And then a major drop off to everybody else. I do expect Nebraska to come up a little bit. Then USC and UCLA will raise that bar as well once they join the conference after this upcoming season. This is what Ohio State wants. Focus Ohio. Focus on recruiting the Midwest. Nationally, if NIL is your thing, want to pull out as early if it's there, want to pull out and focus on other guys that line up with our team, line up with our philosophy, and in hopes to retain them. That's what they've already been doing and put an emphasis and focus on, but now it's just out there on Front Street for everybody to know about it. But it doesn't take a rocket scientist to realize this has already been Ohio State's philosophy in recruiting over the past couple years. The philosophy in recruiting has helped Ohio State get players like Ronnie Hickman and DeJuan Jones, and they are down in Mobile, Alabama, showcasing their skills for all 32 NFL teams. How are they playing down there during Senior Bowl practice? We're going to get a report from Ross Jackson of Locked On Saints and Locked On NFL next, right here on Locked On Buckeyes. This episode is brought to you by FanDuel Sportsbook. This year, the only app you need at your Super Bowl party is FanDuel. It's America's number one sportsbook. We're really excited about our new sports betting partner for Locked On because they're the number one sportsbook in America, FanDuel. And if you're new to FanDuel, that's even better. They have so many great features that make betting on sports fun and easy. FanDuel lets you bet on everything from the money line to point spreads to who will score a touchdown. Download FanDuel now so you can bet Super Bowl 57 with a no sweat first bet. You'll get up to $3,000 back in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. The FanDuel Sportsbook app is safe, secure, and super easy to use. Best of all, you can get paid your winnings instantly. So join FanDuel today at FanDuel.com/LockedOn to claim your no sweat first bet on Super Bowl 57. That's FanDuel.com/LockedOn. Make every moment more with FanDuel, the official sportsbook partner of the NFL. And joining us now here on Locked On Buckeyes, it's a guest that he might be the guest from Locked On that I've had the most. We normally cut up, have fun, and just have a good time talking shop and talking ball. It's Ross Jackson, the host of Locked On Saints, and he's a part of the Locked On NFL family as well. Ross, welcome back.
Man, I'm glad to be here, buddy. Thank you so much for having me on. Always a pleasure to get to join you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It always is. And you are one of the Locked On hosts down in Mobile, Alabama this week, taking in the festivities and the practices and the media stuff for the Senior Bowl. And there are two Buckeyes down there right now, DeJuan Jones and Ronnie Hickman. Zach Harrison accepted an invite. I believe he did pull out from participating this week. Right. I think that would have been a great opportunity for him if he were down there to participate in this week. But just focus on the two guys that are there, DeJuan Jones and Ronnie Hickman. And I'm just going to go to the first person that you think about when you think about Ohio State football between these two guys. It's DeJuan Jones. And Ross, we were talking before we started recording about DeJuan Jones and what it's like when you see him for the very first time. I remember when I saw him outside of off of a court or a football field for the first time, just in street clothes, walk past him. I said, that ain't normal. Mm-hmm. And for you yourself, someone who might, this might be your first time being around him, what went through your mind when you saw DeJuan Jones, not in a just on a football field, just moving around?
Yeah, let me start by saying that Zach Harrison, probably a good thing that he decided not to participate in the Senior Bowl because he might have had to go up against DeJuan Jones. Like,
oh, okay.
Like DeJuan Jones, that DeJuan Jones has been that dude on the football field over the course of the first two practices, or still, you know, over the course of the first couple of practices that I've seen. And so the thing that stands out to him, obviously, is about his size, you know, 6'8", 350 pounds. You're like this when you're standing next to him trying to talk to him and everything. Like, it's an incredible thing when you see, like, that size, that build, that length, everything that he has. And then you see the way that he moves out on the field. He's very fluid. He's very much in control of his body, which sometimes for those younger, bigger, taller, lankier offensive linemen and defensive linemen, honestly, too, one of the big things that they lack is body control. They want to, you know, the body wants to do this when the mind wants to do this and all these other things. DeJuan Jones does not have that problem. And he's one of those guys where, like, no matter what you're doing and no matter who you're talking to and stuff, because, you know, the Senior Bowl is just as much kind of like this networking thing as it is about what's happening on the field. DeJuan Jones takes your attention. And so you can't miss him when he's on the field. You can't even miss him when you're not paying attention to what's on the field, because you're sitting there, you're trying to watch somebody else, or you're sitting there and you're trying to talk to somebody else, and then you see somebody's body hit the ground. And then DeJuan Jones is just standing over it. And you're like, oh, okay, that was another DeJuan Jones play. And so he's been outstanding, whether it be in one-on-ones, whether it be in, you know, game-simulated sort of drills, things like that. Every level of DeJuan Jones has been impressive and has been so fun to watch so far here in Mobile.
This is a great opportunity for him. Talk about Zach Harrison going up against DeJuan Jones. DeJuan Jones can showcase his skill set in front of all 32 NFL teams. And for a player who really for the entire time he's been at Ohio State, his weight has been a talking point. Mm-hmm. Is he too heavy? Should he shave weight? We all know the length, but how does he use his weight to help him? Is his weight a hindrance on the football field? He is able to do things in drills, in team reps, and things like that, in front of all 32 NFL teams, where these things that people at Ohio State have been questioning, I know they've been questioning and wanting answers to, they're getting them this week. And so the weight, we're seeing it. We saw the measurements, and he's telling people, I'm a mammoth human being, and I'm really good at football.
Yeah, that's exactly it. And the other part that's really nice about this, you know, the Senior Bowl process and everything, of course, is getting to sit down with each of these 32 teams and prove not only who you are on the field when you're on the field, but also prove who you are as a person. And DeJuan Jones has been somebody that's impressed with his personality, impressed with his interviews, things like that as well. So when you come out and you have a standout performance like Jones has had so far, and also impress as a, you know, full-blown human being, right? That's what the Senior Bowl is all about. Because these guys, all these scouts, all these GMs, they've been watching tape on DeJuan Jones for years at this point,
yes,
right?
Yes.
And so when you come to Mobile, what's unique? It's the opportunity to be able to sit down and individually talk with each NFL team and show that you can translate that same skill set and confirm what it is. People already know about you on tape, but confirm it up against unfamiliar competition, up against competition that you're not going to face elsewhere, and up against some of the top competition in the country as the Senior Bowl continues to pull some of the best talent across the nation. And so there's just so many boxes available for you to check when you're a guy like DeJuan Jones, and so far he's checking every one of them.
That's great to hear. And I'm just going to stick with like the body and weight stuff. Mm-hmm. Have you heard anybody from the NFL side of things say he needs to cut weight once he gets to the next level?
So far, I haven't heard that. Most of what I hear right now is that because of how he moves, they're not as concerned about it. Now, look, he might end up in a specific organization that turns around and asks him to do that. That might be something he wants to do as well. So just kind of bolster his maneuverability, bolster a little bit of that lateral movement and everything. If he sort, you know, if he ends up with a team that runs a lot of screens, for instance, or runs a lot of outside zone, then yeah, he might want to slim down and they might ask him to do that at that point. But until that's the case, right now you're looking at what can he do as who he is. And right now he's not in a situation where he showed up like, it's not like he showed up out of shape here in Mobile. You know what I mean? He just showed up at his weight and he's been playing fantastic with that weight. He carries that weight well. It's distributed well. All of those things matter. And so if he ends up in a scheme that's going to say, all right, we need you to get out and run, you know, 20, 30 yards downfield on this screen, on, you know, seven screen passes a game, then they might ask him to do that. But as of right now, it doesn't seem like it's any hindrance in his evaluation.
In the one-on-one reps that you got to get a glimpse of him, last thing on DeJuan Jones, what has impressed you the most?
His ability to anchor. He's just one of those guys where, like, once he engages and sits down, he's not going anywhere. And so his functional strength matches all that functional athleticism that we're talking about, which is a rare blend. A lot of times, we were talking about this off camera before, a lot of times you either have the size and speed or the functional strength or the functional athleticism. What makes you special is when you have the size and speed and functional strength and functional athleticism. And that's kind of where DeJuan Jones, you know, is categorized right now. And it's funny because he's just one of those guys where, like, you're stuck looking at him whether you want to or not because he looks like an NFL player. Everybody expects that the Alabama players are going to be the ones that show up and look like NFL guys. This year, it's DeJuan Jones. And so when he comes in with that size, you see the athleticism, you see his ability to be able to move laterally, but you also see the strength that he has in his lower body, his ability to sit down, his ability to anchor, get that head out of the way, and then all of a sudden he's engaged and no one's moving him. He looks unbeatable at times. And that's what you want to be doing in these situations, right? Like, a lot of these guys, in some cases, are big fish coming out of little ponds, and then they show up in the Senior Bowl. The pond gets a little bit bigger, so they get a little bit smaller. And DeJuan Jones has not allowed that to happen to himself.
We are here with Ross Jackson. He is the host of Locked On Saints, and he is a part of the Locked On NFL family as well. DeJuan Jones is there. Ronnie Hickman, defensive back from Ohio State, he's also down there at the Senior Bowl. And I think he really needs this week. Now, I know I say really needs. DeJuan Jones needs it to – for off-the-field things. Mm-hmm. I think Ronnie Hickman needs it for on-the-field things. What have you seen from Ronnie Hickman at practice so far?
Yeah, so I want to preface this because there's a lot of clips that are going on around Ronnie Hickman from the Senior Bowl. And so I want to preface by saying that no NFL team is going to evaluate a corner's value based on how they perform in one-on-ones. Okay, it's not going to happen. We all know how one-on-ones go. One-on-ones are usually completely weighted towards the receiver, weighted towards the offensive player, just like one-on-ones on, you know, in the pass rush, same way, right? So what makes you stand out is if you can win those one-on-ones, but if you're losing the one-on-ones as a corner, then all of a sudden it's not something that's going to be a real ding against your reputation. But all of a sudden, you know, if you're out there and you're, you know, I'm thinking to like Alante Taylor last year during New Orleans Saints training camp, the wide receivers coach calling him public enemy number one when it came to the one-on-ones. He was the guy that everybody wanted to beat, all the wide receivers wanted to beat. But that didn't mean that he always won because of how one-on-ones go. So when you see everything that's going on with Ronnie Hickman right now, what you're seeing is him losing a lot of one-on-ones. And some of the losses are considerable. He got completely faked out by Ronnie Bell. He got beat by a couple other wide receivers as well. But I don't know that that's anything that's really worth concern over. If he goes out there and he's winning those one-on-ones, you have a lot more to gain from them than you have to lose from that exercise. And so I'm watching him instead when it comes to the team things. And it's funny because what happens is, while everybody's kind of talking about him during the one-on-ones, as more players get involved, as there's more talent around him, as there's, you know, as you're getting into more and more game simulations, he disappears, which is exactly what you want, right? You don't want to be talked about as a cornerback, trust me. I played safety. You don't want to be talking about it. And so when you're in a situation there to where you're watching him get beat constantly in these one-on-ones, but then disappear in the team setting, that's usually actually a pretty good sign and a much better sign that I think folks will give it credit for.
This episode is brought to you by Built Bar. Looking for a delicious treat, but don't want all of the fat and calories? Then you got to try a Built Bar. We just got through the holidays, and I know my goal is to eat a little healthier this year. If you're like me, where you want to eat healthier but don't want to compromise taste, then man, I've got just the thing for you. You gotta try Built. With Built, healthy is actually tasty. What makes Built Bars so good? Well, for starters, they are all covered in 100% real chocolate. And they come in unbelievable flavors like churro, peanut butter brownie, and coconut almond. I'm not sure how Built does it, but these bars taste like a candy bar while maintaining amazing macros. And now you don't need to wait around to get a box. For years, we've talked about ordering your Built bars at Built.com. Now you can get them at your local Walmart or Sam's Club. That's right. Head to your nearest Walmart today, walk to the pharmacy section, and grab yourself a box of Built Bars. You can pick up a 4-bar box of cookies and cream, double chocolate, or coconut puffs. If you're close to Sam's Club, run in and grab a 13-bar box with our hit flavors, brownie batter, and churro. You can thank me later. Is he somebody that you think the Saints might try to go after this year in the draft?
I can see the Saints going after either one of these guys. Okay. You know, especially now that they're back into the first round, whether it's a trade up in order to be able to get their hands on DeJuan Jones, I could see them loving that. I know they've got Ryan Ramczyk on one side. I know that they've got Trevor Penning on the other side, but you're not going to not invest in your offensive line, especially right. when you deal with as many injuries as the New Orleans Saints do. So DeJuan Jones for sure. Ronnie Hickman, I think, is one to where like he's got to be best player available whenever mm-hmm. you know they're up on the board, and that might create a little bit of a challenge for him. And that's only because the Saints have three viable starting cornerbacks right now: in Marshawn Lattimore, former Ohio State Buckeye, Alante Taylor, who they just drafted out of Tennessee, and then the Stanford Cardinal, who they drafted back in 2021, Paulson Adebo. So they're in pretty good shape when it comes to the cornerback room, but. You're looking for depth too, right? You're not just drafting starters out here when the NFL draft begins. And so as long as he can show you what he can do in terms of what you've seen over tape and then start to confirm some of those traits, which doesn't necessarily mean winning those one-on-ones, but maybe you show something in that one-on-one that confirms what the scouts have already seen on your tape. That's why the on-field stuff is so important for a guy like Hickman. And so I could see the Saints investing in him. It'd probably be, you know, the situations where he'd have to be the best player available on their board when they're up to pick, but there's an opportunity there for him for sure, especially as a player that can start out as a depth guy as you transition to the NFL and then eventually become a starter.
Ross, this was not planned, but I know when I say this next name, you're going to go crazy. What was it like covering Chris Olave this year?
Oh, man. Oh, man.
I had to do it. We got time.
Listen, you know how much I watched that kid. You know how much we talked about Chris Olave for three years before homeboy was drafted. And so he got selected by the New Orleans Saints. I got very excited about it. I knew that the Saints were in on him, that they really loved him. I mean, the Saints assistant VP of college scouting drafted Brian Hartline years ago. And so the connection was there. And so he knew about Chris Olave well before Chris Olave was draft eligible. Jeff Ireland did. And so you just kind of knew that he was on the radar. And then he had a phenomenal season. He missed two games with a pair, with some injuries. Nothing that I would say concerning at all. He had the concussion against the Seattle Seahawks, but he still caught that pass falling down on the, kind of getting thrown down on the backside of his head or the side of his head. And then he had another, hamstring injury that he dealt with later on in the season. And in each case, he missed one game. So not bad at all. He had a couple of drops and things like that and that he wants to work on. That was kind of his big thing that he told us he wanted to make sure that he improved going into 2023, along with his size. He wants to put on some weight. If Chris Olave can go and put on weight, maintain his speed, and come back in 2023 and be basically who he was in 2023, who he was in 2022 in 2023, he's going to continue to just be this absolute phenom. He should have been an offensive rookie of the year finalist. He is a rookie of the year finalist, the award that can go to either side. So I look forward to, seeing if he's able to get away with that. I know that was a big goal of his, former teammate Garrett Wilson has been spectacular too, so it seems likely that that might go to Wilson as opposed to Olave. But Olave's first year, although he didn't find the end zone as much as he wanted to, was absolutely fantastic and exactly what the New Orleans Saints signed up for, because when he got thrust into a starting role and into that kind of number one wide receiver role, he did not back down from that challenge at all.
He did not. I had to throw that last one at Ross because that was not planned. It's I saw the clock. We got time. Ross loves Olave. Let's make it happen. Ross Jackson, if you could let everyone know where they can follow you on Twitter, and if Locked On NFL or draft or doing anything special for the Senior Bowl, let everyone know about that as well.
Yeah, I got you. I'm going to say real quick, the Saints just got back into the first round, bottom of the first round at 29. And so now the table pounding that I'm doing right now is trade up and just draft Jackson Smith and Jigba. I know you don't have a quarterback. It's fine. Build the car around the driver and make the car drivable by itself, so you can put a guy like Jackson Smith and Jigba, Chris Olave, and then Rashid Shaheed all next to one another. I don't care what quarterback you put there. Under most cases, you're going to be able to move the football. So that's my greedy take for the draft season, is more Ohio State Buckeyes in New Orleans. Man, look, always a pleasure to be able to cut up with you, man, and have some fun. If anybody's interested, you can follow me on Twitter at Ross Jackson, NOLA, N-O-L-A. And, of course, the Locked On Saints podcast is findable on your favorite podcast app and on YouTube as well. You want to keep up with what's going on here at the Senior Bowl Locked On NFL Draft at 9 p.m. Eastern time each practice day. We'll be live recapping what we've seen from some of these prospects and then getting you all caught up with our thoughts, who's rising, who's falling, all of those other things. So lots of fun stuff there on the Locked On NFL Draft podcast, starting over on the YouTube page, and it'll be over on the audio side later as well.
And guys, you can follow me on Twitter at jstevens07. You can send all of your emails to jstevens317@gmail.com. Always love having Ross on. Always love talking ball. You guys know I love DeJuan Jones, and seeing what he's doing at the Senior Bowl is only going to make his draft stock go up, up, and up. Guys, we're out of here for the day. Hope you're enjoying your time with family and friends. It's cold outside. Watch a movie or something.